Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about safety tips for winter.
The cold weather's here, whether we like it or not. And what are some of the safety things that people need to keep in mind regarding hypothermia, preventing frostbite, those kinds of things?
So if you're outside, you want to limit your time outside. Don't be out there more than half an hour at a time. When you go out, dress in layers, loose, lightweight layers, not one big heavy thing, just a lot of little things is more effective at keeping out the cold and protecting you. Cover all your exposed skin, mittens, hats, and scarves. And the scarf will kind of double duty, and it helps keep your lungs warm as you're breathing, instead of just keeping your face warm. When you head back inside, don't jump into a warm shower. Slowly rewarm yourself, because it can do just as much damage if you rewarm too quickly. And change your clothes when you go inside. That way, anything that's wet, you get off. When you are outside, if you start sweating, that's not a good thing. Get inside, because that sweat means you've got wet clothing, and wet clothing is more likely to freeze and make you colder faster. Some signs of frostbite, hypothermia, numbness and tingling in your extremities, if you're really, really pale. Also, hypothermia can lead to excessive shivering. If you're shivering and you can't stop, that's probably not a good thing. Those are the basics of preventing frostbite and hypothermia.
And if people have to travel, what are some of the things that they should keep in their car or things that they should do to their car to prevent any kind of issue?
Well, you should have already winterized your car since we're in the new year now. And there's a whole list of things that mechanics will check. You want to check your tires, make sure you got decent tire tread for these lovely snowy, icy days. Things to keep in your car: a flashlight with extra batteries, first aid kit, jumper cables, a cell phone charger, kitty litter for traction if you get stuck, plenty of bottled water and non-perishable food items. Granola bars are a great thing to keep in your car because they're individually wrapped and they're high in protein and all that good stuff that you need. You of course want a snow brush and an ice scraper, a basic tool kit, and then blankets and extra clothing so that if you have to get out and clear off your car, or if you get stuck, or on the roads and you're going to be in the car for a while, you want extra clothes and blankets, because you don't want to let your car keep running if you're stuck in traffic or something. You want to let it run for about 10 minutes, keep you warm, and then shut it off for a while. And do a circuit outside the car occasionally just to make sure that there's no snow piling up behind your exhaust pipe, because, you know, we think of carbon monoxide in the home, but you can also get it inside your car if you're hanging out in there for a while with it running. And of course, don't let your tank get too empty, too low when you're traveling, because of the fact that you could potentially get stuck for hours on end if bad things happen.
And once you get home, maybe you want some extra heat because it's chilly as can be. What are some things that people should keep in mind when it comes to space heaters?
Make sure you get space heaters with an auto shut off. That way, if it gets all warm and cozy and you fall asleep, the space heater will shut off and on its own. You don't have to take care of that. You really don't want the ones that glow. If you can see them glowing, those are more likely to do bad things. Not a space heater engineer here, but and of course you want to keep the space heaters themselves at least 3 feet away from furniture and any kind of draperies. That way they don't catch anything on fire. And if your cords are frayed, don't use them. Some other simple things: if you have a fireplace, a real wood-burning fireplace, make sure you get it cleaned at the beginning of the season by a professional. Always service your furnace and change your filters. And some other simple things: use that cheapo plastic that you can tape up on your windows can make a big difference. Also, there are heavier curtains that are great for keeping the cold out. And of course, have your carbon monoxide detector in your home, as well as a fire extinguisher, extra blankets and sleeping bags, and always know how to shut off your water in the event of pipes freezing.
And unfortunately, we've heard of some fatal fires in Iowa in the last couple of weeks. Can you remind us what people need to keep in mind when it comes to smoke detectors and those carbon monoxide detectors?
Well, make sure you test your batteries like you should. At least twice a year when we switch our clocks back is the standard, but it doesn't hurt, especially during this season when home fires are at their worst. Check it once a month. Check it once a week. It's not going to hurt anybody.
And if you have little kids, are there certain steps you should take so that if there were a fire, they'd know what to do?
Make sure you have plans in place for if you have to evacuate your home, where you're going to congregate. Keep a coat handy and some shoes along your evacuation route so that if you do have to go outside, you're not going out in your skivvies. And it's great to communicate with your neighbors so that if you have to evacuate, you don't just stand outside in the cold. You can go over to a neighbor's home where you could call 911 if you need to, or at least get inside and out of the cold.
That's been today's Washington Page with Marissa Risen, Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.